This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan today administered oath to 10 newly elected and re-elected members of Rajya Sabha at the Parliament House. The members include Sana Satish Babu, Vijay Chintakayala and Basyam Ramakrishna of the Telugu Desam Party and Linga Maneni Ramesh of Jana Sena Party, all from Andhra Pradesh. The Rajya Sabha chairman also administered oath to Thai Tagak of the BJP from Arunachal Pradesh, Debashis Samantere of the BJP and Praveen Chakravarti of the Congress from Tamil Nadu and Rajesh Pramanand Shukla of the BJP from Gujarat. The Prime Minister's Museum and Library today organized an exhibition dedicated to the life and legacy of former Prime Minister Vishwanath Pratap Singh. The exhibition provided visitors with a comprehensive insight into the statesman's political journey, artistic pursuits and lasting contributions to India's democratic history. A major attraction of the exhibition was the display of 19 original paintings created by V.P. Singh, offering visitors a glimpse into his creative and artistic side. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the collapse of a warehouse roof accident in Kolkata yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced an ex gratia payment of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of those who lost their lives in the accident and 50,000 rupees each for the injured. He added that the state government is working round the clock to ensure all possible assistance to those affected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today welcomed Amazon's record investment of $48 billion in India. Mr. Modi met CEO of Amazon, N.D. Jassy, in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the investment will create new opportunities for the youth. He added it shows the growing interest across the world to invest in India. Samvidhan Hatya Divas has been observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June, 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid homage to all those who stood firm in defence of democratic values during the emergency. The two-day BRICS Energy Ministers meeting has begun in Gurugram, Haryana, under its BRICS Chairship 2026. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal Khattar has said that energy is crucial for economic growth, social progress and human development. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Khattar said affordable, reliable and sustainable energy is essential for achieving development goals and the sustainable development goals. The BRICS Energy Ministers meeting will continue till tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world is witnessing greater weaponization, higher risk-taking and politics suited to the social media era. Addressing the Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity 2026 in South Korea, Dr. Jaishankar said the inclination to assert differentials is greater and capabilities too are deployed with less hesitation. Dr. S. Jaishankar also underscored the need for greater international cooperation in tackling global challenges, invoking India's age-old philosophy of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, the world is a family. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, today said that 164 people have died and 971 others were injured after a pair of powerful quakes rocked the country. The acting president has said earlier that at least 32 people had died after last night's 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude earthquakes and that the toll was expected to rise. The quakes were among the strongest to strike Venezuela in more than a century and could be felt throughout the region. Buildings were evacuated in places as far away as Brazil's Amazon, about 1,700 kilometers from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. In football, South Africa advanced to the knockout phase of the FIFA World Cup for the first time with a 1-0 victory over South Korea in Monterrey today. Thapelo Maseko hit the only goal for South Africa in the Group A match. Earlier, Mexico defeated Czech Republic 3-0 to win all three of its World Cup group stage matches. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in a Group A clash at the Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.